turn here.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, amazing. So, no tech problems, but we do have a guest joining us on the line. We've got Jack and Beth from the Queen's Music Club. Guys, are you here? Can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves? I mean, Jack, you've been on the show, but you've been on more in your capacity as a guy in a band in RevZ, but today you're here as QMC.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So I am Jack. As you mentioned, I'm in the band RevZ. Today I'm here as the president, one of the presidents of the Queen's Music Club.
And Beth?
I am Beth. I'm the other president.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys are here today to tell us about the QMC Battle of the Bands, right? And we know that this happened last year as well. There was a Battle of the Bands to decide which band is going to be the sort of third or opening slot at Illapalooza. And it was quite a story last year because there was this Battle of the Bands show at the mansion, and it ended in an audience vote that gave us a three-way tie.
Yes.
So, like, tell us about what happened last year and, like, what you guys have planned for this year.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, it ended in a three-way tie, and that ended up being sorted out by the two bands that were already on the bill for Illapalooza. That was Girl Dad and Kings of Queens last year, and they ended up going with Blunt Force Llama. The other two bands that had tied were my band, RevZ, and Carnelian, and they decided to go with Blunt Force Llama as the third band on the bill. This year, we're going to be using the same system. We're going to be using a formal vote, just sort of as a way to, gauge how many fans each band has. We're definitely not expecting that there's going to be another three-way tie. And yeah, the winner of the Battle of the Bands this year will once again have the prize of opening, Illapalooza.
And, like, what does that show, I guess, for, like, bands, and you would know as well because you were in it last year, what does playing at Illapalooza mean to bands in Kingston?
Well, I guess we see it as a huge opportunity because the Ale House has a much bigger capacity than most of the other music venues in Kingston. The Mansion is, you know, a pretty popular one that has a capacity of about 150, whereas the Ale House has a capacity of hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. And so, and each of the past two Illapalooza shows were hugely successful. They both nearly sold out. And so for that opportunity for these local bands to play in front of an audience, for many of us, the biggest audience that that we've ever performed in front of, that's something that's very exciting to us.
Yeah, and I mean, playing to a balcony, that's definitely something that you don't normally do in Kingston every weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
So who's playing this year? So we have three bands again. Like, and do we know who the confirmed bands at Illapalooza are right now already?
Yeah, so we do. The two bands that are on the bill right now are the Astros and RevZ, my band. And then the third band will be one of the five bands competing in the Battle of the Bands this year.
Okay, and we know that we've got the Clay Pigeons, Blunt Force Llama, Last Call, Jinx, and Purple Dye. And, like, some of these bands we've never heard of.
Who's Purple Dye? Who's Purple Dye?
A lot of them are reformed. Something that we noticed, and we also definitely, kind of took into consideration when running the auditions, is the bands that were new and kind of formed through QMC. So I don't know if you know, but QMC, we host weekly, like, jam nights for everyone to come and just play, like, any instrument, learn, and get a chance to, play with other people, pick out songs to do. And a lot of our people who would come to regularly also had created these bands from it. So that was something that was really nice to see. And we're glad they had an awesome audition, and now we get to showcase these new bands and in the mansion at Battle of the Bands.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And what was the audition process like, and how many bands applied or went through the process?
We just ran, we had 2 full days of auditions, I think maybe 10 to 12 bands. And we asked for 10 minutes of material. And yeah, it was just ourselves and our exec team. We had a group of musicians all to decide which we thought would perform well, did a great job, as well as engaging, fun to talk to, all of the above.
Missed one of the bands that's on the bill. So just to reiterate, the 5 bands on it are the Clay Pigeons, Jinx, Blunt Force Llama, Last Call, and Purple Dye.
Okay, so
yeah, I think they said that.
I have a question, guys. It's Cindy here. And we've loved watching these Battle of the Bands because it's true. Like, there's every time there's like, who is that? We want to go and check it out. And I think that's a big part of it. What's been fun about being here over the last few years is we saw the first Ailapalooza. Like, we've been here watching all of this grow and become bigger. Is that a lot of the bands that come in, like I remember when, you know, Kings of Queens and these guys were doing it, they said that they learned from these performances that sometimes it's not being the most technically perfect band in terms of executing the songs. It's actually putting on a show, the performance, and all of it that comes with that component. And what would you tell these new bands as a tip to win this thing?
Sorry, were we being asked a question? We couldn't hear anything there.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well, Cindy was basically saying that, like, a lot of the bands that have come through have sort of learned how to perform on these big stages and have realized that it's maybe not about just, you know, being technically perfect, but there's so much more that goes into the performance side of it. So what tips would you guys give to the bands, you know, to win Battle of the Bands for Ailapalooza?
Well, yeah, I would say just have as much fun with it as you possibly can. Really, you know, do your best to hold that audience in the palm of your hand, whatever that might mean to you. You know, if people see that you're having fun doing what you love, then they're going to have a much stronger appreciation for it, rather than if you just go, oh, look at this really difficult guitar solo that our guitarist can play. That doesn't resonate with everybody. Whereas what seems to resonate with everybody is seeing people enjoy doing what they love.
Yeah, and I feel like Cindy was saying before that you couldn't quite hear, but she was saying that we've seen a lot of growth, and we see a lot of the different bands that have come through kind of the Kingston scene over the past few years. But I find that there's always a few covers, because a lot of these bands play a lot of covers because they don't have their own music yet. We see a few of the same songs pop up again and again and again. So I'm wondering, there's 5 bands on the bill, like, how do you prevent crossover, and do they talk about it? Like, everyone wants Kill Be Girl, everyone wants Mr. Brightside. So it's like, how do you, you know, especially when audience engagement is so important and people love to sing the songs that they know, how are they going to decide that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I think there might have been 1 crossover song last year, if I remember correctly. So yeah, that's definitely something worth taking into account. Ultimately, I think we'll probably just leave it up to the bands to decide amongst themselves, you know, within reason, who's going to be playing which song if they happen to pick any of the same songs.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. They'll have to, you know, fight over the big ones. But for anyone who doesn't know the details, Battle of the Bands, hosted by QMC, is happening at the Mansion on Friday, October 25th, 9 p.m. Tickets are $10, available online or at the door. But getting quick, because I feel like this is gonna go fast. So, we can't wait to see these bands perform.
Mm-hmm. And just for any musicians who still don't know, when do the QMC sessions happen and how do people sign up and things like that?
They are Thursdays and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Arc. You don't have to sign up. Just come 3rd floor and follow the music. You'll hear us.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you guys at the Battle of the Bands. Thanks so much for coming in today and like telling us all about the competition.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, okay, thanks for having us.
I think it's only fitting we go out with some Astros then, isn't it? We'll hear a bit of Just Around the Corner. Thanks for calling, guys.
Thank you.
Wasn't that so great to chat with the organizers from QMC? It's sure to be a great show and it'll come up quickly. October and November always go fast.
I'm also so excited to see the new bands just because we don't know anything about some of these guys. We've seen Jinx now a couple of times at some of the shows around Queens, like Queens-based events at the Mansion. But to me, some of the others are completely new.
Yeah,
I'm seeing their logos for the first time. I'm hearing their names for the first time. So this is like a great kind of chance for us to go and find new bands as well. So, mm-hmm. of course, if that's something you would also like to do, just hop over to the Mansion this Friday. Next Friday, it'll be great.
Clay Pigeons. I was about to say Chameleon. No. They've done. They've battled. But Clay Pigeons, they won the Clark Battle of the Bands. So I guess maybe they're going for a two for two.
Double whammy. We just heard a bit of the Astros, though, and they're playing a show on Friday with The Wilderness. This is kind of Kingston's big rock and roll headline. Like, I cannot think of two bands in Kingston that have a more electrifying live experience, you know? Like, the crowd goes crazy for these two bands, both in their own ways. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens when they both come together. I expect you better have had your dinner before going to the Broom Factory, because it's going to be an eventful, energetic show. You will get tired. Eat something.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wise words from Ru. And Ru is our seasoned concert goer, so I would trust what she says.
We'll be there, of course. Yeah, we'll be there as CFRC live sessions. So you'll see us around with our cameras looking big and important. But speaking of big, important things, we've also got the debut single. The brand new, just released debut single by The Sugar Pills, who we've loved seeing around town at various venues. And now they've finally gone into the studio. They've gone in and, you know, tracked down some music. And we have their first ever single. It's called Nepo Baby. And it's just so funny to me. I love it. And obviously, you know, we love a bit of sing-along pop rock. So let's listen to that, because I have been listening to it because I had to make an edit for it. And successfully, it is stuck in my head. For all the good reasons. So we'll listen to it right now. It's called Nepo Baby. Here's some brand new Sugar Pills.
Bet your mommy keeps that participation trophy on the mantle, 'cause losing you can't handle. Bet your daddy changes all of your beats to straight A's with shiny dollar bills, 'cause he knows he never will. And I know you think that your name's up in lights, because you really earned it, because you really deserve it. And I hate to be the one to break your stride, but no one in this town's ever gonna let you down. 'Cause you're a Nepo baby, Ellen, come and save me after every minor inconvenience. You're a leading lady before you could even try. Your name got them reservations, and you always have time to spare, smoothies and meditation. When's it gonna be my turn to earn some reparations? Don't tell me it's lonely, lonely out there, 'cause I don't care. You're a
Yeah.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC. I'm Madison, and also Cindy Rue here, of course.
Hello.
Nice shirt, Rue.
Thank you. We can't read out what it says on air, can we?
You can say where you got it, okay? Because that's what this break is all about, is just your adventures, okay? And we knew the fall was going to be crazy, and I fell off. We all know that I fell off, and I didn't get to go see the Fontaines, but I mean...
But you not seeing Fontaines kind of inevitably led me to seeing Fontaines.
That's right. Because I did have a ticket. Mm-hmm. That's great. So yeah, like let's just recap your adventures maybe over the last 2 weeks for our listeners to make them feel really sad about their lives.
Well, I went and I saw, well, so these were gigs that were obviously booked over sort of like March to July.
We've been talking about it forever.
And so. It just so happens that this is the best time for everyone to tour because it's like, it's fall, students are back, it's not the summer, so you're not in that like summer impasse. And like, people are still, you know, it's like, you're not in that kind of like, oh, everyone's kind of transitioning to school again thing. So it's like, young people will come out to shows, school, like high school students will come out, people at universities will come out. It's kind of like the fall is hit, events are happening, but it's not yet too cold, and it's not sort of the kind of weather where you're going to worry about slipping on the roads, but that does mean that October has every show on the planet happening this kind of month, last 2 months. I mean, ever since kind of like it kicked off with Pulp that we were talking about.
Yes.
It's just been show after show after show. And obviously, I haven't been at all of them. But just in the last week, I went and I saw Yard Act on Monday. I got to Toronto on Thursday night to like spend the weekend there. And then since I was there, I thought, you know what? Let's see, since I'm here at 7 o'clock, which is before show start. Let's see if I can, like, find something to go to. Just so happens that the Mercury-nominated jungle musician Nia Archives was playing, so I went and I saw her.
That's crazy. Just so happens.
Just so happens. Yeah. Just a really great coincidental timing. So I went and I saw her show. Friday, obviously, Fontaines DC with Ben Stella opening for them, who we just played right now, played their song Sweet from their album that came out, Scream from New York, NY. Seen Green Chatton also wearing this t-shirt, kind of. I guess they also like the album, just kind of like loud, noisy, shoegazy five-piece band, very kind of like Brooklyn band. Saturday, this was thanks to you, Cindy, went over to Montreal, 7-hour bus, during which I recorded my Sunday show. Went over to see Fontaines again on the Saturday, again with Ben Stella. And then stayed over one more night to see James and Johnny Marr on Sunday.
What was the best?
Fontaine Saturday.
That's the... Oh, my God.
Fontaine Saturday.
Anyway, like I'm happy for you. And I have seen them. I saw their first tour. I'm okay. I can still own that. But to hear all of those songs, it's going to happen for me. And I texted you. I'm like, look, I'm having my Thanksgiving. I still am sour that they booked those nights during Canadian Thanksgiving. That's fine. They don't
Canadian
think about those
nights
things.
During Canadian Thanksgiving.
It's okay.
Us.
I mean, it sounded like all the people there were fine with it. It was an incredible night. Good crowd. All the songs. And here's the thing. I've been watching. The set list does change.
A little bit. Well, Montreal was a little shorter in that they had to cut out Sha 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 and Hero's Death.
Oh, God.
Which is like, oh, those are big ones. But like, you hardly feel it because they have so much to give you in the songs that they were playing. And I just felt like, and this is a conversation that we can just keep having over and over again, but like...
Ever since I met you, basically. Fontaines DC, let's talk about them.
Let's talk about them. I think they get more out of a Montreal crowd. They were more relaxed. They seem to be having more fun. And like, I've heard other people describe it as well, because like a couple of shows that I saw, people had played Montreal before playing. So Bob Villain did Montreal before Toronto. Yard Act, who I saw on Monday, did first Toronto and then Montreal. And everyone's kind of view of it, and this is going to piss off a lot of Toronto people, but they find Toronto to be a bit more of an American business city vibe.
It's a tightly buttoned crowd. Yes. Like, I think they might even admit that themselves, I think. Like, they don't...
They do.
Yeah, I think they know that. Like, yeah, it's just a little bit more standing, a little bit more arms crossed. And
they're a bit more in their own heads. And they're having fun, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they're not giving a lot back to the band, it doesn't seem.
Yeah, they're there for themselves to enjoy that. Yeah, like, I mean, maybe it depends on the night, whether it's a Saturday night in Toronto. I don't know. Like,
it was a Friday night in Toronto.
Yeah, they should have been killing it anyway.
And, you know, Montreal seems to a lot of artists like more of the arty European city. And, like, you, what you see in the crowd is just people grabbing, like, strangers, getting together, community, jump together, we'll sing together mosh pit.
They're not doing that in Toronto.
The stomping always. Which I heard at two different shows, so it's just a Montreal thing.
Stomping.
Yeah, the stomping, where they just go, doop, 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 doop. And you hear the whole venue just, like, shaking with these stomps. And it's a great vibe. Like, you want to be in there.
Okay, so a couple things. We're back locally, and we've been talking about this. Tomorrow night, we're in Kingston. We're with our own bands, and there's going to be some stomping. Like, we're gonna see a show tomorrow night with the Astros in the Wilderness. So bringing it all back locally.
Where's Jonas going to climb?
Where's Jonas going to climb? Is he going to be okay? But also, I just got an email, and it's so strange, but it's MJ Lenderman.
MJ Lenderman,
I got the email about getting some tickets, and we just played MJ.
We have him just queued up because I know the tickets go on sale very soon.
Oh, there we go. So we haven't played yet. Okay, so tickets go on sale for Danforth Music Hall. So, like, all that we just said about Toronto, like, go to the Danforth Music Hall and stomp a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Let's hear some of this. And I'm just so happy for you. And you survived and your ears are okay.
Oh, yeah. I had my ear protection and all of that. I will say, though, it's funny that my experience in Montreal was better even though I was on the barricade in Toronto.
There you go. Cindy will get out. Our day will come.
It's going to come.
Cindy, your day will come.
I'll be at the front.
Mm-hmm. We're just throwing in so many Fontaine's references in here. You must be annoyed with us. Should we test our listeners a little bit more and play some Fontaine's?
I see that you've got the CD there.
I have got the CD. Amazing. I took it with me to the show.
Did you? Hopefully. People keep meeting the band. I keep seeing that. The band is out and around.
I waved a hello to them at the end, but clearly they were tired, didn't really want to talk.
They left it all on the stage. What do you want to play?
Let's do Bug. We've never done Bug, and I thought Bug sounded great live.
Go for it.
Okay, coming up here for you on CFRC, Bug by Fontaine's DC.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
If you haven't heard, you got to be at the Broom Factory tomorrow night, Friday night. Get those tickets now. They're going to sell out. I said, don't show up and say that you know Andy and Jonas. It's not good enough. Get the tickets now. We're going to be there, live sessions. Just come over and say hello.
Yeah, we'll get to say that because we are, you know, you will know us.
Yes.
But let's go out with some Wilderness. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Absolutely. Stronger than I was. I can stand tall among my brothers. No different from all the others. And I can grow as old as I should have with you, love. Young lovers walking hand in hand. Autumn leaves rustle underneath them. I watch over like a four-leaf clover does. Let them carve their initials among my branches and my bristles. I can hold on. That old song with you, love. These stones could